Gemara says true. I'll tell you, royal lito v'ein loy.
Royal lito means that if the nizik brings a proof to what he's saying, true, then the mazik has to pay him. But v'ein loy, like Rashi says, but if the nizik cannot bring a proof, then do not make the deed that the mazik has to pay according to what he says. But rather, in such a case, since the nizik was moida that you're potter, therefore you'll be potter. It's like you're moicha, the Rashi says. So therefore, there wouldn't be a kasha upon Reb Nosson. For the Moraiva Tanya, we learned to raise the Mishtalim alakotim in agodol or lagodim in akotim. It says he doesn't have to pay, like the Mazik says. And the Gemara, the toughest, here it's talking about the Nizik went ahead and chapped it. If the Nizik grabbed it, then the Nizik has a right to keep it. Alright, turn over. So now we learned like this. Hoyechot tam v'yechot mu'ed. Ha'nizikoy me'mu'ed hezik. It was the mu'ed that did the damage. You have to pay me Nizik Shalom. As I go to the big one also, the tam as the cotton, and if you have tam, the damage to my small one. The yamazik, I'm a loy, no, just the opposite. Kia, the tam as I go to, my tam, the damage to your big shawl, only pay a chatzin as I go there. Or muad as a cotton. So again, the Mishnah says, I'm much of her all over raya. Again, holy maisi raya, if the nizik cannot bring a proof, shokum to the yama mazik. Then the nizik collects at least as much as the mazik said. The question again is, Ramai, why? Chitum asurininu, again, what you're saying, I'm saying the opposite. So it's like you're asking for wheat and I'm agreeing to barley, you should be potter completely. So Mar says again, the Mishnah needs to say, royal lito, you're supposed to take that much, but the Eimla, you can't get it. So Rashi speaks out, royal lito means, if royal lito in tofesh, if you grab it, then you can take it. The Eimla, if you don't grab it, you can't take it. Because that's cool, he admits that you're potter. For the Mar of Atani, we learn like this. Harezeh mishtalim lakotim min amuid lagodim min atam. Mashmi, you do have to pay up. The Nizik does collect. Again, the Gemara says, the toughest. That's talking about if he grabbed it. When he grabbed it, then he has a right to keep it. Then, if he didn't grab it, then that's the locha that you potter. It's called like toy no bechitim, or the sorium that you potter. The Mishnah says, well, you shneim shalish echo shneim chayodim. If both of them belong to both one man, so the case is where two oxes ran after one ox and one of them did damage, so the Mishnah says, shneim chayodim. Both of the oxes are chayim. The question is why? Now, Mishnah, we should have a proof then that Shvorim Tamim. If you have oxen, that's a Tam. Shehazekoi, if you have your two oxen that did damage, so Rosim is their Goiva, Rosim is their Goiva. The Nizik has a right to take his choice, whichever one of the two he has a right to come and collect. And therefore, Rav Rashi says, V'yimova de'echad, if one gets lost, Kom Chaver Vim Kaimai, U'mishtalim Venenu, you have a right to collect your money from the other shore. So Mar says, maybe no. Hochel Mayaski, know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Muadim, that both of them are Muad. Fred Gumara, Iba Muadim, I'm a safe. What does the safer say then? Hoyechel Godel Yechel Kotim. Hanizik Goyim, the Godel Hezik, Yamazik Goyim, the Lech Yelah Kotim Hezik. So it says, I'm a safe, all over Raya. Fred Gumara, what's the Shiloh then? Iba Muadim, if we're talking about that the Muads, the Mazik's two axes were a Muad, so what's the difference then? Was the big one that did the damage or was the small one? My nafkol or minei, what's the difference? Which one of the two axes belonging to the mazik did the damage? Soif, soif, demei turu mealya, boyer lishlumei. What's the difference? Al muid always has to pay a nezik sholem, and you pay me aliyah. So if the mazik has two axes, what's the difference? Which one did the damage to your shor? As much of a damage you had, the mazik, the bala shor has to pay. So l'chura, it can't be talking about a muid. So it has to be talking about a tam. So then the ratio is also talking about a tam. So again, we should have a proof to say that Shvorim, tamim shezik was rotsam is zegoiva, rotsam is zegoiva. So more so like this. Omri, I'll answer you like this. Sefer, betamim, true. The last case of the Mishnah, the Sefer, is talking about betamim. That's what's a shiloh, from which one do you have to pay, from the big one or from the small one? But for ratio, when it says shneim chayovim, that's talking about b'muadim, when they're both a muad. So Mar says, no, this also can't be. Omule Ravacho Sabo Ravashi. Ibe Muadim, if we're talking about that they're both Muadim, Chayovim, what do you mean to say, like both are Machayiv, Chayiv Gavrimi Boile? Should have said the owner. The Bala Shor has to pay. If the Shor is a Muad, so the Bala Shor has to pay for all the damage that it did. The Pshat is the Gavri is Chayiv, not the Pshat, the Shvorim are Chayovim. The Su, and secondly, my Shneim, what's the Lashon of both of them? There's nothing to do with the animals. A muad pays min aliyah, the bala shor is chayef to pay. So who the Rashi is also talking about a tam. So Mor says, Elo, really, I'll tell you, li'elon b'tamin. It's like a true. Both the Rashi and the Sefer are talking about that these oxes are tamin.
is solve Rabbi Akiva. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Yoma that says Shutfim Ninu, that as soon as the Mazik, the Shor Tam, does damage right away, the Nizda becomes the Shutf in that Shor. Therefore, the time of the Ismailot Havayah, it says to tell both of the Zachayiv, means that when both of the axes are here, then the Nizda collects Chatinezik from the goof of these two. And the Loimotzi Matchla, you can't push him off to say, I pay from someplace else. The two Shvarim are here, then you have to pay. But if both of them are not here, then the Mazik has a right to say, Zil, go ahead, go away. I see Raya, the high Tur Azakhov Shalmlacho. Go bring me a proof that this is the axe that did the damage. In other words, we're talking about now again. I have two axes that are Tamim. One of these two did damage to you. We don't know which one. Now, if both of them are here, see, we're going according to Rabbi Akiva, that holds Huchlat Hashor, that right away the Nizdik light becomes a Shutuf in the goof of the Shor. See, if both Shvarim are here, so the Mazik can't throw away the Nizdik as if to say, we don't know which one did damage, I'm not going to pay you. Both of them are here, so Mamonoshach, you owe the money. But the Chiddush is, let's say one of the two times got lost, you only have one here, then the Mazik has a right to say to the Nizik, I'm not going to pay you. You can't take the goof of the Shor. Because you first come and prove it that this is the one that did the damage, maybe the other one did the damage. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Shneim Chayavim means when both of them are here, then the Mazik has to pay for sure. But if one of them will not be here, then the Mazik will tell the Nizik, you first bring me a proof that this is the Shor that did damage to you. If you can't prove it, then I'll be potter. That's the lashon of Motzi Yomalei. Zil, you go away. The Mazik tells the Nizik, you go away. I see Raya, first go bring me a proof. Tahai tu razakho, that this is the act that did damage to you. And then via shalom lecho, then I'll pay you. But if you can't bring me a proof, how much to mechaveri all over Raya? Hadun alecha manich. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Vov, new parak. Mishnah says, Shor Shenogach Arbo V'chamisha Shvorim. If one axe did damage, good, four or five other Shvorim. Zeachazeh, one after another. We'll see in the Gemara Pasha, we're talking about that it was a Tam, that this one Shor that did the damage was a Tam throughout all the times. If it goes three times, it should become a Muid. So Rashi says the case is where it didn't gore every single shor it saw. It only becomes a muid if it was nogach one, then it saw a second one, it was nogach, then it saw a third one, it was nogach. Let's say it saw one, it was nogach. Then one, it saw, and it didn't touch it. So, and then a second, then a third one, it saw, and it made a negicha. Then a fourth one, it saw, and didn't touch it. And a fifth one, it saw, and didn't touch it. And then the sixth or seventh one, it gored. So it's possible that it was nogach four or five times, but it did not become a muad. A muad is only if it does it three times straight in a row, or else it could be lishterugin. Every other time, every second time it sees a shor, it does negicha. But if it doesn't have a set pattern, then it does not become a muad. So it's possible that a shor tam did damage, was nogach, four or five different shvarim zeachazeh. So the halacha of the Mishnah says is, yishalem liachra and shabhem. First you have to pay the chatinezik to the last one you did damage to. He has the right to get chatinezik megufay. Now, v'yim yesh by meiser, if there's some more left over from the guf of the shor, then yachzel l'shalafon, if it goes back to the one before. V'yim yesh by meiser, like let's say this shor atam was worth $200, and the last damage was only $100, so it has to pay chatinezik $50. So there's still $150 left of the shor. So it goes back to the one before. Let's say the one before was also only $50. So there's still $100 left to go back to the one before. That's what Mishnah says. It keeps on going back and back. That v'im yesh by meister, if there's more left over, yachter l'shalafnei fonov. But v'yachron achron niskar, the last one that got damaged, he's the first one to get his pay. He gains on the deal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That again, if a shor tam does damage to four or five different shvarim, the last nizik, the last one that got hurt, has the right to collect its chatzinezik megufay first, and then the one before, if there's any money left over, and then the ones before. Rabbi Shimon says, Shor Shovel Masayim. If an ox that's worth $200, Shenogach Leshor Shovel Masayim, that did damage to another ox that's also worth $200. V'yenha Nevela Klum, and the Nevela, the dead body, is not worth a penny. So the locher is, you only have Tatan pays chatzinezik. So Zen Noito Mona, V'Zen Noito Mona. Each one, like becomes a shutter for you, each one owns $100 in this shore, in this mazik.
What's going to be now? Let's say this mazik now, the shore hatam, does damage to a second shore, to somebody else's shore. Again, shovel masayim, also worth $200. So now, the last nizik has the right to collect his chatzin nizik, he gets $100 worth of that shore. Now, v'shelefonov, the one before that, zeh noita chamishim zuz, v'zeh noita chamishim zuz. It's like both of them have to split it. So the original owner and the first nizik both go with $50 apiece, and the last nizik gets his $100. What's going to be now? Choza v'nogach shoracher. Let's say now the shore does damage to a third shore. Shava masayin, the third one is also worth $200. So the locher is, Reb Meir holds, the Reb Shimon holds, Ha'achroi noito mono. The last one takes his chatzin nezek. He gets the $100. The shelofon of the one before him, the second one that got damaged, only gets chamishim zuz, gets 50. Ushneim harishonim, the first nizik, and the original owner, they get dinazov, each get 25. That's where Reb Shimon holds. We'll soon see what the svara of Reb Shimon is. But mashma, the last one collects true as complete chatzin nezek, but the ones before are like shutfim, that you all have to pay chipin equally to pay for the chatzin nezek. So Gemara says, Masnisin Mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? The like Rabbi Yishmael or the like Rabbi Akiva? It looks like our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yishmael that says, Yushim Hashor, that the Mazik only owes the money, and not like Rabbi Akiva that says, Huklat Hashor, that the Nizik really is a Shutif, owns the Tam. Why not? Ik Rabbi Yishmael, if it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Yoma that says, Balei Chayvis Ninu, that the Pshat is when your Shor HaTam does damage. The owner has to pay money. It's a chayv of money you own. Not that the other mad, not that the nizik becomes a shutif, gets partnership in your shore in the tam, but just that the Baal HaShor has to pay money. If so, hay achron achron nisgar, why do we say the last one gains on the deal? The last one gets paid first. The chura should be rishon rishon nisgar mi borle. Really, the svara should have been the first ones should get paid first. Because when the mazik did damage, the first one it did damage to is like he owes him $100. And then when Yeshua does damage with somebody else, so that's the second Baal Chayv. So Pasha the locher is always the first one should be able to collect first. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how come the first one doesn't have the right to collect his Chayv first? Because he got damaged first, and as soon as the Tam hit him, right away the Baal Tam owes him the money. See, Luchur is the one that got damaged first. He's the Baal Chayv. He should get paid first. So how come the Mishnah says the last one gets paid first? It should be the first one should get paid first. So therefore, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yishmael. Ik Rabbi Akiva. If you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Yoma that he holds, to Radishut Fehu, Rabbi Akiva holds that when a short time it does damage, right away the Nizik becomes like a Shutif, owns part of that shore. If so, Hayesh by Moser. If there's leftover money after you pay the last one. So what's the law of the Mishnah says?